Well, we've seen the Nitro Athletics on the weekend, and Usain Bolt is in town. He's also invested in the Nitro, which is absolutely fantastic. And another man who was behind the whole concept, John Stephenson, joins us now. G'day, John.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, buddy? Are you happy with how it started?
It's been brilliant. I mean, it's just great that, once again, Australia's sporting community is getting behind athletics, which is really cool. And obviously, the big man performed really well on last Saturday, and there's another event tonight, so we hopefully can put on a show again.
Over 7,000 in the first one, John, which was terrific to see so many people at track and field. How many do you expect tonight?
Tonight should be close to being the same as well. Tonight it's a bit hard through midweek. It looks, track and field's been so dead in this country for so long, and but people are, and there's so much, we've got so much, so many sports, man, throughout the summer that it's hard to get that market share. But having you saying here has been great, you know, and we just got to keep building like we have been doing, and you know, like track is a base of most sports, so people love it. You know, I love it when he's there, but you just got to give him something. So that's what Nitro is.
Yeah, and Usain himself has said there'll be kinks over the opening stages of Nitro. Is he overall happy with how it's feeling?
Yeah, it's funny, man. After the first night, a lot of people, because this is new, a lot of people really didn't understand the concept. You know, even the people that were in it and involved, because it's never been done before. So we all needed to see how night one looked like, from broadcast to the people doing a live event to even the athletes. And once we did the first one, people really understood this thing is a bit of a game changer. So it'll be interesting to see how night two and three go. But we're really confident, man. It's been well received, not only domestically but globally. And, it's exciting, man.
Well, basically, John, virtually every other established game needs a shortened form of it, and track and field was probably no different.
Yeah, definitely, man. That's just the world we live in now, isn't it, TK?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. No, it's good. Mate, he's freakish. I mean, his level of support he's given you, I know you're good mates, but he's so charismatic, Usain, and he does everything possible to promote the event as well.
Look, man, he knows what he's done for the sport, and he knows what the sport needs as well. And that's the intelligence of the guy. And I think that's important when you're an athlete. You know, it's not always about yourself, but you know what you have to give back to the sport. And through Nitro, he's definitely doing that. It's funny, yesterday, I've been training with him the last few days just to keep him motivated, because he's been out here. So I'll come out and train. So yesterday we were doing some sprints, and I haven't trained in about, honestly, on the track, she's like 18 months. I haven't done anything. So I did it yesterday, 4 1-10, and we bet money that he said I wouldn't finish the workout, and I finished the workout. I didn't get the time. So anyway, I lost money yesterday. So I came back, the day before. So I came back yesterday, said, look, Liz, I'll train again. And on the last rep, we had to run 100 meters. And he said, John, do you want to race me? I looked at this guy like, are you normal or what's wrong with you, you know? So I said, yeah, okay, but you had to give me a head start. So he gave me a 20-meter head start. And I called Steph, got the W, boys.
Ah, you got it.
Got the W. So no, it's been fun, man. The guy, not only in front of the camera, that's just who he is. He likes to enjoy himself, man. And it's great to have him out here in Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a champion. I don't know if you know, John, in terms of little athletics in this country, what are the participation rates like?
Yeah, Little A's has never really had a problem. I mean, Little A's has been fantastic. Where our drop-off has been from 12 years to 18, yeah. You know, kids starting to go through adolescence, they starting to see the carrots that have been dangled in front of them from other sports like cricket, AFL, soccer, and we just never dangled a good enough carrot in front of them. And hopefully Nitro is that now, where kids can sort of start to have that school carnival sort of atmosphere in Nitro. And that's the importance of commercialising the sport and making it attractive enough for younger kids to know, hey, there might be a future for me in the sport. Because the Olympics is such an honour and such a great event to be involved in. But, you know, if it to me in my head, man, when you get to a certain age, when you get past 18, if it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense, you know. So yeah. you have to make sure you can provide at least a future and living for these kids, and hopefully through Nitro we can do that.
Well, that's good. It was tremendous to have 7,000 plus on night number one, and then it's tonight, and also the final being on Saturday, February 11. You're going to be able to catch all that action. If you can't get out there for our Melbourne listeners and viewers, you'll certainly be able to catch it on the Seven Network, John.
That's correct, man. So we're very, very excited. Saturdays are going to be an absolute blast because, you know what, I can tell you the truth. The Bolt All-Stars, I got a feeling they're not going to win this, man, and he's going to kill me. Night one, they were coming fifth halfway through the night, and he looked at me like, John, I'm meant to win this bloody thing. So it's going to be exciting, man. I don't know what's going to happen. And night three is going to be really, really cool, but we've got to see what happens night two. Hopefully it sets up night three really well.
Good on you, John. Thanks for your time, mate.
No worries, guys.
Well done, John Stephenson there, doing wonderful things with this Nitro Athletics, and it is a coup to have Usain Bolt involved.
Oh, it's fantastic. Not only that, he's so enthusiastic about the concept, which is good to see. But as John just said, that's him. You know, what you see is what you get with Usain Bolt. 13:53:53. I think Cowboy from Hell's taken the pee, isn't he? He goes, TK, I'm new to this country and I'm still grappling with the lingo. What does effing mean? Yeah, well, I think we probably know that. Cowboy from Hell. You sound like a bit of a local to me, Cowboy from Hell. Thank you for that.